Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. My president is
back. Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome to Esprit.net News. I'm your host, Jerome. On this program, the former President Obama will have a part of the California stretch of highway in the Los Angeles area named after him. Also, Hurricane Harvey, hit the Gulf Coast, and now Irma is in the Caribbean, 13 reported dead so far. Credit firm Equifax says that 143 million Americans' Social Security numbers were exposed in the hack, and Facebook admits that they sold $100,000 of ad space to the Russians. Also, for those of you who watch Power on Stars, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson has put on his Twitter that they're giving him big dollars to keep Power at Stars, and they're going to start the season a little bit earlier. They're going to start shooting the season earlier than they did last time. Finally made a commitment to Power early enough to do that. So we have that this week in court and much more. So I'm going to welcome you again to Esprit.net News. If this is your first time here, Esprit.net News is a week worth of information in just one setting. You can always check us out in the archives at solarsyracuse.com/Esprit Radio or espritradio.solarsyracuse.com. Either way, you can check us out there. Now, we're here at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday for our live show. And if you want to catch us in the archives, just check out the website. Now, our first story. Before I get to the first story, September is always a big month. So, there are a bunch of people that I would like to wish happy birthday. I guess I should not start now. Maybe I'll do it for next show because September is a big month. And I know a lot of people in September. And so everybody know who you are. Happy birthday. Bridget, Dylan, everybody. Happy birthday. Shouldn't even start it. All right, now, and Diane, I forgot my friend Diane, I have to say my birthday twins while I was at it. Shauna, happy birthday. All right, now our first story, Janet Jackson has revealed her State of the World tour dates in Houston on Saturday. It will go ahead as planned, despite of the devastation caused by Hurricane Harvey. Now, she also revealed on Wednesday that she is hoping to help out when she visits the disaster areas. She wants to visit the disaster area and said that we're going to roll in early because we want to visit some of the shelters and do some other things. So she didn't say specifically what she wanted to do, but shout out to Janet Jackson for keeping her tour and, again, wanting to go visit and do what she can to help out the people in the hurricane. And while I'm at that, all of my friends and family in Houston and Louisiana, everyone in the area, hopefully everyone's all right. Everyone that I've heard of or that I got word from seems to be doing okay. But, please call in. Let me know, 909-265-9189. And just want to check on you. I'll be sending out some more text and all that other good stuff. But as far as I know, during the initial part of the storm, everybody was cool. Most, I guess everybody's cool. All right, now, Beyonce, Houston native Beyonce, and George Clooney will lead a star-studded telethon to raise money for their hurricane victims, Hurricane Harvey victims, because we have another one coming up. It's called Hand in Hand, a benefit for Hurricane Harvey relief. It will air on ABC, CBS, CMT, Fox, and NBC at 8 p.m. on September 12th. It will also be shown online, so take a look for that. And I think Oprah is hosting that one as well. So, you know, Houston native Beyonce will be performing, or she will be. I guess she will be performing. I guess I should say, or hosting. Now, Hurricane Harvey's flood caused Houston to sink by almost 1 inch under extreme weight. That's according to an earthquake scientist, Chris Milner, of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratories. Now, the flood from Harvey pushed the ground beneath Houston, I guess they said, as the earth crust flexed under the weight of the water, almost 1 inch. So, you know, I just thought I'd put that in there as another bit of news, according to Hurricane. Now, I am not doing a lot of hurricane news, but if you want to call in and join us, or, you know, bring your questions or comments in the chat, we'll talk about it. 909-265-9189 if you want to have some questions or comments on it. I'm not really big on but, you know, we try to do some news that other people aren't covering. So, you know, but we will cover some of the news stories because it's a big story, what's going on with the hurricane recovery. And some areas are still flooded, and they figure till towards the end of September that a lot of areas will still be flooded. Now, the governor of Florida warns people in the coastal areas to leave immediately as the hurricane Irma hits Puerto Rico and continues northwestward, marching towards the Bahamas. Now, the Hurricane Irma took, you know, it had a deadly weekend landfall, is what they're expecting it to be. But it was a deadly weekday landfall in some islands off of Bermuda and Antigua. And Puerto Rico didn't report any. I guess they probably recorded a few, but I know 1 million people are without power in Puerto Rico. So they are forecasting Florida's south coast. They predict large parts of Miami-Dade, which is the state's largest county, will be uninhabitable for many weeks after the storm passes. Officials warn that the death toll from Irma, which is the most powerful storm in the Atlantic Ocean history, with winds up to 185 miles per hour. They said they could cause casualties beyond the 12 that's already been killed in the Caribbean. At least 12 dead have been reported, 4 in the French territory of St. Martin, 3 in Puerto Rico, 1 in the British overseas territory of Antigua. And I guess there was also a toddler that was killed in Barbuda, so in the island of Barbuda, which was all but destroyed. I think they said something like 90% of the buildings was destroyed. So Irma's 185-mile-an-hour winds and a deadly storm surge is really wreaking havoc in the area. So they don't expect this storm to hit Florida until, I think, Sunday, but it is looking pretty bad. So, you know, for all of my friends, family, you know, also in that area in Florida, Sabrina, Amon's, Jathan, everybody, Shelly, just want to say hey to everyone down there, that everybody be careful. I know there's a lot of folks, but, you know, be careful, be safe. Now, one Delta Airline plane, however, headed straight towards towards Irma the other day, and the pilot landed in Puerto Rico, and they said that within an hour, it took off with 170 passengers. So in the most powerful hurricane ever recorded, one pilot into the storm landed, turned around, and drove and flew out of it. But I don't have any information on who the pilot was, but if you want to know, I can go look that up for you. But just thought it was an interesting story. Now, a waiter in San Antonio has lost his job after wishing that that Hurricane Harvey survivors would drown in a Facebook post, is when he wrote it. Now, the waiter, who has not been named by local media, made an appalling remark about cheap evacuees on the San Antonio's Craigslist Facebook page earlier this week. He called the victims, who he claims asked for discounts, then refused to pay tips. He called them the B word and called them and their families, called for them to die slow, leading him to be fired from his position at their Rainforest Cafe in San Antonio. So, hey, you just might want to be a little conscious about that. Before you start calling out names, it is an emergency. Shouldn't be looking for tips. Now, a digital walkie-talkie app becomes the top downloaded thanks to Hurricane Irma, within 1 million downloads in 24 hours. Now, Zello, Z-E-L-L-O, was the top free download on both Apple App Store and Google Play Store as of today. So, you know, I think that's an app that I probably should have anyway. You know, I'll tell all my friends to get a walkie-talkie app. But there you have it. It's the top download, according to Apple and Google Play. Now, a record low 2016 Arctic sea ice was due to a perfect storm of tropical and polar conditions, is what researchers say. They said until last year, Antarctica had been largely resistant to climate change, seen at the opposite end of the world, even experiencing sea ice growth in some areas as the Arctic steadily declined. But in 2016, the Arctic sea ice suddenly plummeted to its lowest levels in 40 years of record keeping. And a study from the University of Washington found the record lost was brought by the 1-2 punch of the Pacific Ocean and the South Pole. A perfect storm of atmospheric conditions is what they're saying. So the warm weathers have finally hit the Arctic, is according to what they're saying. Okay, that's what researchers are saying. Now, the credit monitoring company Equifax says a breach exposed the Social Security numbers and other data of about 143 million Americans. Now, after discovering the breach, but before notifying the public, three Equifax senior executives sold shares in the company worth almost $1.8 million. Now, I don't know if this is legal, but they got an inside tip, sold their shares. Since the public announcement, the company's share price has tumbled. Now, the Atlanta-based company said Thursday that criminals exploited the U.S. website application to access files between mid-May and July of this year. It said consumers' names, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and in some cases, driver's license numbers were exposed. Now, credit card numbers for about 209,000 U.S. customers were also accessed. So you might want to check with Equifax if you've used their website and given them your credit card information. I can't say that I have, but if you have, go check it. All right, I just want to remind you, you're listening to Esprinet News. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. This is where you get a week worth of information in just one setting. This is just our news, sir, show, weekly wrap-up show. I don't know why I stumbled over that. But if you miss the show, you can always catch us in the archives. And in the words of my girl Lucy Abreu, there's always news you can use, so just check us out in the archives at EspriRadio.SoulOfSyracuse.com. Now, there's a $3,000 laser TV that can project a 130-inch picture into your wall from just inches away from the wall. Now, the new projector from Epson called the Home Cinema LS100 Laser Display can cast a giant 130-inch display onto a wall from just a few inches away with screen-like quality. So like you're at the theater, you can actually watch that on a projector. Now, it's only $3,000. If you want that number again, it's the Home Cinema LS100 by Epson. Just wanted to put that out there. And give me a call if you already got that screen because I'm not getting it. So I can come watch some movies. All right. Now, Princeton University economist Alan Krueger conducted a comprehensive review of data from the past 15 years on prescription rates and the amount of people in the labor force. And they're saying that just because our opioid epidemic has caused more males to drop out of the workforce because of drug-related ailments or just because they're on drugs. But that's according to Princeton University. Okay. They're saying males are dropping out of the workforce because of prescription drugs. And also, you know, they said that they're responsible for 20% drop in the American men in the labor workforce. So there you have it. This was a study that was done from data for 15 years, and I'm going to go with what he said. Don't know anything different. All right. Now, you know, before I go any farther with that, I just want to remind you, you can call in and join us or hit one on your line. I just want to say hey to everyone on the line and tell you, you know, if you just hit one, you can join us. That's all I want to say. I won't call anybody out. Hey, Dace, but I won't call anybody out. Anybody else? All right, now here we go. Now, a former Tennessee lawmaker who led a multi-million-dollar Ponzi scheme centered on buying and selling gold and silver coins has been sentenced to 21 years behind bars. Along with the jail sentence, the 73-year-old former Democratic State Representative Larry Bates was ordered to pay more than $21 million in restitution to more than 400 customers that he swindled. Now, Bates, his two sons, and daughter-in-law were found guilty in May of mail and wire fraud. The Democrat who served on the Tennessee House from 1971 to 1976 promoted a company through Christian television and radio programs. Customers gave more than $87 million to the First American Monetary Consultants. It's a Colorado-based corporation for the purpose of buying and investing in precious metals. You know, I always kind of feel like that's a scam when they say buy gold and buy coins and all that other stuff. All right. He got caught. He's sentenced to 21 years. Just thought I'd share that. Not that I know anybody who got caught in that. But if you want to know, he's a Tennessee lawmaker. Larry Bates is his name. All right. Now, California will name a stretch of a highway in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area, for former President Barack Obama. Now, after the state lawmakers have already approved the plan, a stretch of the 134 freeway passing through Eagle Rock section of Los Angeles and the cities of Glendale and Pasadena will be known as President Barack H. Obama Highway after a legislator signed off on the resolution on Tuesday. Now, the measure doesn't require the governor's signature, and the person who sponsored it, State Senator Anthony Portano, he's a Democrat. He said that I am so proud to have authored this proposal to forever appreciate and commemorate President Obama's tremendous leadership, legacy, statesmanship, and direct connection to Southern California. Now, if you don't know, President Obama went to school in that area. So before he went to Columbia, he transferred, but he went to school in California. Now, earlier this year, the L.A. City Council voted to rename a portion of Rodeo Road Obama Boulevard. So not only does he now have the President Barack H. Obama Highway, there's also an Obama Boulevard right off of Rodeo Road. Now, for those who like tennis or love tennis, you know, I was just watching. I know Wimbledon is up. And Sloane Stephens beat Venus Williams. Now, see, I'm hesitating on this because I like both of them. So Sloane Stephens is one match away from winning her first Grand Slam title. This is her first finals appearance. The 24-year-old has bounced back from an injury. And she was ranked just 33 days ago, 900th. That's her ranking. She climbed 900 ranking places within 2 months, and she just beat Venus Williams. So shout out to Sloane Stephens. I will watch that. You know, right now it is Madison Keys is now playing, so, you know, I'll have to take a look at the score after the show. But Venus lost. Sloane Stephens won. But congratulations to Sloane Stephens. Now, Senator Bob Menendez, who is currently a senator, he is now in court for corruption, and he has a corruption trial for kickbacks. Now, he's been, accused of international jet-setting at $1,500 a night rooms and alleged affairs with models and actresses. Now, it's a tale of international jet setting, so it, I guess is what they're calling it, for good measures, allegations of affairs with those models and actresses. Apparently doesn't hinder the married senator, but he's actually in office, so this is the first time that an actual senator, someone who's actually in office, is now on trial for anything, for kickbacks, something that can give him jail time. There's been pressure on the Republican side to get him to resign, but I don't think he's going to do it. See, you know, Anthony Weiner can get at it in a minute, but Republicans will not resign, even if they got caught with the hand in the cookie jar. But anyway, this is corruption trial of Bob Menendez. I will keep an eye on this, and we'll have to talk about this next week, I'm sure. Now, a federal appeals court has rejected the Trump administration's view of who is allowed in the U.S. under the presidential travel ban and said that it has to include grandparents and cousins. Now, if you don't remember, the Muslim travel ban, I guess it's not what they were calling it, but they only wanted immediate family, and they excluded, like, grandparents, cousins, step-siblings, and all of that stuff. But, again, they just received another blow from the federal appeals court, and they said you have to – you are related to somebody if you – if they're your grandparent. But again, the Trump people, I guess, tried to rule that out. Also, Betsy DeVos, who is in the education secretary, she's trying to tear up President Obama administration rules on investigating campus sex assault crimes. Now, she said that they have been weaponized and had led to people being wrongly accused. She's been there exactly, I don't know, 4 months, but she's saying that she needs to get rid of the Obama rules just because people have been falsely accused. Again, another sign of the Trump administration trying to get rid of President Obama's legacy. It's not going to work, people, but nice try. Now, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand released a report saying that sexual assault remains a pervasive problem in the military, and she wants to strip officers of their authority to decide what is a sex crime. Now, the senator essentially is saying that they can't police themselves and they need someone who is not an officer to make decisions on what sex crimes are going on in the military. But she just put that proposal up this week, so we'll see how far this goes. But apparently, sex crimes in the military is still crazy. That's according to a new report. Now, the Department of Transportation said that it found no evidence that United Airlines violated the civil rights of Dr. David Dow, who was 69, and insufficient evidence that it violated rules regarding bumping flyers. Now get this, if you remember the video, this would be the doctor who was drugged across the plane, came out bleeding because he did not want to get out of the seat. And all the airlines changed their rules about bumping passengers before they get on airlines. And again, the Trump administration just said, oh, we found no evidence to even cite the American Airlines or United Airlines. Although they've settled and they're actually still in court with him for the assault that he received. But our government didn't see that that was a problem. Now, descendants of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee, he resigned as pastor of his church. They wanted to vote on his tenure because he praised Black Lives Matter at the MTV Video Music Awards. Now, the descendant of the Confederate general whose statue has sparked controversy in Charlottesville last month, he left his position on Monday as pastor of this North Carolina church because they had a problem with him speaking about Black Lives Matter. So let me help, just in case you're listening to the show. Black Lives Matter is protesting. They are not trying to, they're not aggressively charging you and trying to make you do anything but stop killing black people. I think that's kind of the moral of that story. You can't compare them to the Klan. They are not a hate group. They're not saying hate or kill anybody. Big difference. You know, I think we've been having that conversation that people are getting these two mixed up, but these are not hate groups, people. So stop comparing them. Now, Democrats introduced a measure to remove 12 statues from the Confederate figures, including Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis, from the U.S. Capitol. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and Republican California Senator Barbara Lee introduced the measure today in the House and the Senate. Now, Booker said that the statue belongs in the museums, so we'll see how this goes. But they just introduced in the House and in the Senate. And Barbara Lee is in the House. Sorry, she's a California representative in the House. But they are trying to get the 12 statues from the of Confederate figures out of the U.S. Capitol. Again, they committed treason, people. So technically, they shouldn't be there anyway. Yeah, I know. I'm talking to the choir. Now, a Minneapolis bar was forced to close its door for good after revelations that the bar owner contributed to the campaign of a former Ku Klux Klan leader, David Duke. It led to a mass exodus of employees and widespread customer boycott when they found out on Tuesday. Now, Club Jagger is what it's called, an establishment that offered live music from small local bands and DJs. It shut down operations due to the fierce backlash ignited by the news that its owner, Julius DeRoma, donated $500 to David Duke's failed run for U.S. Senate in Louisiana in 2016. Now, news from DeRoma's political leanings, which was first reported by City Pages, prompted the bar's employees to resign en masse and live music acts to declare that they would no longer play gigs there. So, again, something is going on in the world, but once people come from under the covers, then technically you can do business with them or not. But I'm glad that at least they're being exposed. That's just me. Now, Iowa woman who gave birth in a hospital and left her baby to die in the trash avoids jail. Now, Ashley Hottenreger, 22, was sentenced Friday to 5 years of probation in lieu of prison time for previously pleading guilty to child endangerment and abandonment. So I would, if the commission was on, I would play a game of black or white, but we all know where this is going. All right, now, Floyd Mayweather Jr. won a $100,000 jackpot days after making more than $100 million in boxing history when he beat down Conor McGregor despite barely training. Now, Floyd Money Mayweather Jr. lived up to his nickname because he went to a casino and he posted a video online of him winning a $100,000 jackpot. He said this, I guess he says this comes after making the easy $100 million in boxing. I don't know if you said that or that's an editorial summary or synopsis, but apparently that's problematic. All right. Now, a little over 2 months after Ebony Magazine missed its self-imposed deadline to pay thousands of dollars to that it owes to its writers, a group of 38 freelance writers filed a lawsuit in Illinois' Cook County Circuit Court this week alleging that they were collectively owed more than $70,000 for their work. This is not the first time this happened with Ebony or Jet, but they have a problem paying their freelancers, so they're back in court. You know, now a close relationship can extend your lifespan, according to a new study, by lowering your risk of fatal diseases. Now, the new report from the American Psychological Association points to evidence that loneliness can result to adverse health effects and says that the strong relationships are key even for infants. Now, if you didn't know that, there was a study done a long time ago with infants saying that you do have to have physical, interaction with babies or they will not be as healthy. So I guess somebody else did another study. Here we go. Now, laptop maker Lenovo has agreed to pay $3.5 million and make changes to how it sells laptops in order to settle allegations it sold devices with preloaded software that compromises users' security protections. Now, if you have one of those laptops, inside of your web browser, there were pop-ups that were already installed so that you had pop-up ads, and it left you vulnerable to through security holes in your browser. So I don't know if you have to contact the company or whoever you bought it from, but they agreed to pay $3.5 million and to make changes. So there will probably be a software upgrade to correct the problem or probably uninstall your browser and get a new one. I have no suggestions for browsers because I don't know which ones they use. But anyway, change your browser if you have one of those laptops. A self-driving car will soon be one ride option available from Lyft. Now, they're going to do this in the San Francisco Bay Area. Now, Lyft will partner up with Drive AI, which is a startup that builds software to turn cars into, self-driving cars. I don't know how I feel about that, but Lyft will now have self-driving cars. They're going to start testing that in the San Francisco Bay Area. Have no interest in this, but just telling news, just telling story. Now, a Texas math teacher, 52, had sex with a 15-year-old male student multiple times, including in a public park. Now, Alberta Padilla, who's 52, was arrested in San Antonio, Texas, last week after her own daughters reported her to police for allegedly sleeping with a 17-year-old male student multiple times. Also in the news, a husband who's 28, appeared in court to face, here's what happened. Husband, 28, appeared in court to face the death of his wife, who's 29, who he said he accidentally killed in his sleep after taking too much cough medicine. That's his story, and he's sticking to it. Now, Matthew Phillips, 28, was told by a judge that he could face the death penalty if convicted for murdering his wife, Lauren, and who's 29, in Raleigh, North Carolina on Friday. But his story is he had too much cough syrup and he killed her by mistake. He just woke up and she died. Okay. Now, two women serving lengthy sentences escaped minimum security federal prison by walking out. Now, Anna Armstrong, who's 34, and Irene Mitchell, who's 37, walked out of the Federal Corrections Institution in Dublin, California, on Monday evening. I don't know if they caught them, but they just pretty much walked out the doors. Okay. It was a minimum security, so just in case you're wondering. Now, a British inventor created clothes that will grow on your children, literally. The Wonder Garment that will fit any child from 6 to 36 months, Ryan Yazin, 24, has engineered a material which will allow garments to grow up to six sizes, saving parents thousands of dollars every year when their child hits a growth spurt. Now, he's in Britain. So I'm sure it's just another version of spandex, but that's what they're saying. It will help. Now, this week in court, I know I haven't done this week in court in a while. So this week in court, the Ninth Circuit panel on Thursday has rejected the Trump administration's effort to deny close relatives of Americans an exemption from the presidential travel ban on its citizens from the six predominantly Muslim countries. So there's Ninth Circuit Court has ruled today that they're rejecting, talked about this earlier, if it's your grandparent or your cousin, they can still come in the country. They blocked that part. So another loss for the Trump administration. Now, California, which has led the country in so many things, has done it again in shoplifting, according to an indictment accusing 22 people of stealing more than $20 million in merchandise from high-end malls nationwide to sell them in stores in Tijuana. So the FBI has busted a ring that was of shoplifters. I didn't know California had the most shoplifters in the country, but there you have it. Now, the Senate on Thursday passed a wide-ranging bill that will fund the government into December, raising the debt ceiling and providing $15.3 billion in disaster relief areas hit by Hurricane Harvey. And I think some of that money probably will go to Irma, Hurricane Irma as well, but specifically Hurricane Harvey. Okay. Now, a class of home health care workers and personal assistants claim in Illinois that they refused to increase nursing home refused to increase their wages by 48 cents per hour, even though their pay raise was mandated by an amendment to a state law that took effect last month. So the home health care workers have to still go to court because they refused to give them a 48 cent raise. All right. Now, Washington State has sued a Catholic hospital system on charges that it demanded upfront payment for poor patients and failed to disclose information about discounted services while bringing in $674 million in operating revenue. Now, the Attorney General Robert Ferguson of the state of Washington asked Pierce County Superior Court to fine and enjoin the Franciscan Health System doing business as St. Joseph Medical Center for violating the state law. Now, the co-defendant, CHI Franciscan, operates eight hospitals and numerous clinics in Washington State and a subsidiary of the nation's third largest not-for-profit health systems, Catholic Health Initiatives. I think we have St. Joe's here. Don't know who they're owned by, but according to Wednesday's lawsuit, the hospital's on-site billing agency demanded upfront payments from all patients and failed to screen patients for free or reduced-cost services under the state's charitable care law. Now, that law requires health care providers to notify patients of their rights to charity care and to screen patients for eligibility before attempting to collect payment. They didn't do that, and now they're in court. All right, now that was this week in court. I know sometimes I never get that far in the show, but just wanted to catch you up on some of the news some of the things that's going on in court this week. Now, the Earth is now a hybrid planet, as humans have changed it so much. That's according to researchers from the University of Rochester and Washington. They have developed a classification system based on the idea that a planet's energy flow can be pushed out of sync by its inhabitants. And you know what that means? Earth has now hit that, that marker, according to their study. So for those of us who, you know that there's climate change going on, there is something else that we need to consider. All right, now a Canadian man has pled guilty to offering unlicensed circumcisions out of a cabin in the woods after claiming he had trained as a pediatric urologist. Now, Joshua Chubbs, who is 23, is accused of offering to perform an unlicensed circumcision on a 7-year-old out of his home in the woods, claiming that he had training. He pled guilty to the charges of advertising the circumcision services, but denied he actually followed through with the operation, despite claims that he performed 50 previously. Now, he was charged in February in regards to advertising circumcisions, but also practicing without a medical license, but those charges were dropped. Now, I don't know how he got those charges dropped, but apparently those charges were dropped. Now, swearing proves that you're brilliant. Now, a new study says that intelligent people are more likely to be foul-mouthed and walk around naked in the home, according to a new study. Now, I don't know what's going on in Rochester, but researchers from the University of Rochester found that swearing is linked to being an extrovert. So yelling rude words can actually raise your tolerance to pain, according to that study, in which volunteers they underwent increased discomfort. So they tortured the volunteers and they cursed. I don't know how that part works, but anyway, hey, I'm just doing the news on this one. All right, now, after winning his 50th undefeated match, you know, Floyd Mayweather swore it would be his last fight ever. He's 40 years old. He made off with the money belt and at least $100 million for a night's work. Now, the money spending, what they're calling a showdown, is likely to break all records. It surpassed $600 million generated by the Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao fight in 2015. Mayweather said, "This is my last fight tonight, for sure." He's heading to a second retirement with an unblemished 50-0 record and surpassed heavyweight legend Rocky Marciano's 49-0 mark for the most wins without a loss or draw declared in a ring. He did say, "Tonight was my last night. Tonight I choose the right dance partner to dance with," even though he should have knocked that fool out early. But anyway, LeBron James, Mike Tyson, Too Short, Cedric the Entertainer, Icon, along with many other celebrities were there. Just wanted to make sure I did that story because I think I missed it last time. But Mayweather has, he says he's done. So I'm going to take his word for it. All right, I just want to let you know, you're listening to EsprNet News. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. That's 909-265-9189. You're listening to a week worth of information in just one setting. Now, if this is your first time here, remember you can always send us news at news@soulofsyracuse.com if you have something that you want us to talk about on the program. Oh, I forgot to say hey to everyone on the line. If you want to come in, you can just hit one on the line. That is not a problem. If you're in the chat room, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to, you know, leave your comments, and I may read them. All right, now, a Florida woman, Ann Nesbitt, 34, told police officers to take her to jail after they stopped her on suspicion of driving under the influence. She was swerving while her daughter was in the car. So she gets out and just says, take me to jail. I don't think they even gave her a breathalyzer. Okay. Now, a wife was found guilty of murder, of fatally stabbing her husband 31 times before tying herself up in a closet to stage a home invasion. So Sandra Melger, who's 57, was found guilty of murdering her husband, Jamie Melger, and she staged a home invasion. She's from Texas, but she put herself in a closet. It didn't work. They didn't fool anybody. Now, Tennessee sheriff is sent to prison after he admitted to having a threesome in a trailer with two female inmates, as well as sex with prisoners in his car in office. So the Tennessee sheriff has been jailed for almost 3 years after pleading guilty to having sex with inmates under his supervision. His name is Charles Cravens. He's 47. He will be going to jail in October. Now, again, it's been almost 3 years after pleading guilty, and he's just going to jail in October. Just wanted to put that out there. All right, now, a New York woman left $300,000 to her two cats in her will with the request that they never be caged. Now, the woman from the Bronx was left $300,000 to her cats, Troy and Tiger, so that they may live out their days in a lap of luxury. So Ellen Frey Wolter, her only request was that the cats never be caged. And I'm going to tell you, I would just pretty much set them free. Just let them outside, set them free. But, hey, that's all I'm saying. All right, now Fire World, which creates invisible PC spyware, posted our article suggesting that parents can use the technology to hack their son's Facebook account and look for clues about their sexuality. Now, I'm not going to say anything about this story, but the company is called Fire World. I don't know why you would do that, but anyway, hey, just a technology story. I got nothing. All right. Now, a video of Ohio University sophomore making racist comments against interracial dating went viral on social media last week, prompting the school's student body to condemn her. Now, the student, who was identified as Caitlin Russ, recorded herself on a video saying, F yourself, you're hooking up with a black girl. It's weird. That's weird as F and F you. This would be her ex, by the way, is who she's yelling at. Russ is believed to have recorded the video on her cell phone, and another student at a different college who was black posted the video on her Twitter feed. So we don't know what's going to happen to that child. No one, the school didn't make any comments, but it is out there. Okay, kids, you might want to be careful of pretty much just saying anything on social media. Just wanted to put that out there. All right, now researchers from the University of Toronto found that kids from four to six, they don't learn social lessons from stories with animals as effectively because they don't see these characters similar to themselves. So they're saying you should probably read stories about human beings. Now, this is the University of Toronto, and again, I don't know what to think about that story, but they're just saying, hey, if you got to teach your kids something, you might want them to read more stories that has to do with actual humans opposed to anybody else. Okay. I guess that's how we're going to end the show today. That just seems kind of weird, a story to end on, but, oh, you know what? I do want to say, you know, for those people, there is a story about Power, the television show Power on Starz. You know, 50 Cent did post on social media that Power has been renewed again with Starz after they threatened to leave to go to BET. And Starz finally paid Power to stay on there for another season. Now, Power actually gets 2 million viewers per show every time they air. So there you have it. They've been renewed, and they're also saying that they may come back early. I think the last time they had 6 or 7 month layoff because the network didn't know if they were going to renew them. With this early renewal, because the season just ended, I think that they'll be coming back a little early. So for all of you guys who are fans of Power, don't worry, it will be back on the air soon. There you have it. You're listening to Esprinet News. You can join us again next week. We're here every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. People, be safe from Irma. People down in Florida, my folks down in Texas, just want to say hey, give me a call, check in, or I'm going to check in with you. Hope all is well. And take care and be safe. Have a nice week.